ओमज्ञानतिमनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाक्षलाकाय चक्षुर्विन्मूलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकृतामयं ददाति सपदन्तिकम् वंशकौपाथरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य साभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So greet from the Sun Falls, and please excuse me that I missed the I think the last two sanghas. They should be regular, more regular now. One, it seems that I'm slowing down a bit, and we'll be more at my place to get preparation organized for the sanghas, and also I think I have the phone situation fairly resolved. I just finished a very nice tour to Boston. We had our 10th annual Young Vaishnav Scholars Conferences, and it was very edifying. I also went to Hartford to spend time with Naranjan Swami and Jayadvaita Maharaj for 2 days, which was edifying. Everything is sadhu sangha. I can see that so strongly, and the spiritual principles are exemplified in the life of the real Vaishnavas. So you learn so much just from being with them and exchanging with them. And these are two just exemplary Vaishnavas, and I appreciate their association so much. That's the key to spiritual life, is Sangha. That's how we advance in spiritual life. Nasta Priyeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. In the second chapter of the Bhagavatam, it's described how one advances in spiritual life. We're not at the platform where we can chant in here all day by our own individual inspiration. And that's actually the goal, because that's the expression of a heart filled with love. If this heart filled with love likes to hear and chant of one's beloved, that's the main symptom of love. That desire to chant in here is completely congruent with one's love. And therefore, the conclusion of the Bhagavatam, the conclusion of any advancement in spiritual life, is therefore that's not one should chant here and remember Krishna always. But what happens if you're not at that platform? Well, how do you get there? Sushushro Shadhanasya Vasudeva Kitava Satvasudeva. That just by associating with those who are advanced, first class sadhu sangha means three things. One is more advanced than us. They're like-minded. They're in the same line or persuasion as us. We have some relationship with them. Because bhakti is based on a relationship with Krishna, and our relationship with Krishna is based on our relationship with his devotees. So our relationship with Krishna is our relationship with our, with advanced devotees, and our desire to be, to serve and be molded by them. In our one of the favorite aspects of our weekend conference is the Shastric talk given by Pradyumna, who is Prabhupada's Sanskrit pandit. Prabhupada called him our Pandiji. And he was so pleased with him. So, you know, he was describing it. He gave a class on Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means proper detachment. And I think he opened his talk with something that's really like a mantra to what bhakti is. It means, bhakti means to make oneself available for service. Are you ready for Krishna's call of his flute? Are you ready for these, for service, to mold your life around the around God's desire, represented in his devotees? Are you ready to mold your life by a universal interest over individual interest? Although we do have individual interests, which are proper when it's also the universal interest. It's the universal interest that we eat so that we can live for understanding God. And that's what real detachment is. Real detachment, Hari Sambandha Vastuti. Hari Sambandha, that every vastu, everything, has a relationship to God. And when you see that and act in relationship to other things, in relationship to God, in other words, we can be in the world. Because if you really have spiritual vision, you'll see how everything is connected to God. But just because you approach an object which is connected to God does not mean that you will connect that object to God. And sometimes, even though an object can be connected to God, because of our attachment to that object, we may have to remain aloof from it. But really, real renunciation is to give up the separatist interest. And to have that type of spiritual vision of God and things in relationship to God. And therefore we can accept everything in its relationship with God. But some things we have a relationship with for ourselves exclusively, and we don't have a relationship with those things with God. So then we have to remain detached from them. You know, there may be something that's highly technological, etc., and has a relationship with God, but we're not able to utilize it for that purpose. We can only utilize it for our own petty interests. So, anyway, Yukta Vairagya. Anyway, it was a very edifying, and the main thing I was saying is Sadhu Sangha, the association of how I went to Hartford for that exclusive purpose. To become inspired by those who have that vision of seeing the world in relationship to God and using only those things which they can use in relationship to God. Now, I'm going to do two things today in today's Sangha. I wanted to say something about Iyengar Prabhu. Last Wednesday was his, disappearance. And I wanted to say something. I forgot what I was doing, but, I was planning that night. So I'll just say a little something about Iyengar Prabhu. I just read an interview of his life with Satyaraj, which was extremely interesting. How he grew up and the deep spiritual experiences he had in devotional service and his absolute guru nishtha, fixed in his faith and service to Srila Prabhupada. And again, that's what an advanced devotee is. Guru is prominent in his life because the desire of Krishna, which is carried by Guru, is prominent in his life. His life is molded in that way. When you think of a great devotee, he's in a mood of service and sees the world through a mood of service. Think, you can think right now of a devotee that you admire. And you'll see that what's prominent in that person's heart is the service of Krishna, as represented through the Guru Parampara. And that's what the Guru Parampara is. It carries the desire of Krishna so that we can serve. Because a pure devotee has no other desire than the desire of Krishna. So a chain of those people carry the desire of Krishna. And when we link up with those people, we get to understand what Krishna wants. And we develop attachment to those people, which means we want to serve them. We become linked with the desire and thus the pleasure of Krishna. And then there's a reciprocation through that line of teachers and from Krishna directly. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tvam yena mam upayantite. For one who worships me with love and devotion, I give the knowledge by which he comes back to me. So it's nice to see how Iyengar immediately took to the desire of Prabhupada carried in Guru Parampara. This was Prabhupada's greatness. One story was told to me that Prabhupada was sitting in his room in Calcutta, and he was meditating on his godbrothers. He had come back to India. He was now relatively successful. He was carrying the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus through the mission of his own divine master to an unprecedented level. And he was reflecting on his fortune in doing so, even saying, how was I the fortunate one? How was I the fortunate one? And he thought of his godbrothers, who were all very exalted souls. Some were greater scholars than him. Some were more prominent managers. Some were perhaps greater renunciates. Then he thought, I was sent to send faithful to the order of my spiritual master. Prabhupada tells us that his inspiration to preach Krishna consciousness in the West was his reflection on a commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the verse Vivasayatmika Bhutya Ekeha Kuru Nandana, that one should execute Vivasayatmika with exclusive one-pointed consciousness. Bahushakayana does not that there's Bahushaka, many branched. So I do this or that. When you are on the mental plane, which means that the desire to enjoy and control is prominent in your consciousness, then your mind, it goes in a many-branched way because you have to calculate, where do I get the most pleasure? Well, when you become fixed in devotional service, the choice becomes very simple. What is Krishna's desire? So Prabhupada read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, where analyzed this verse as saying that it means that one should take the order of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. That's the key to spiritual life. The order of the spiritual as one's life and soul. And that's what Prabhupada did. And that's what an advanced devotee needs. That becomes their life. Your life is your aspirations, your desires. And when you have the aspiration and desire of Krishna through the Guru in your heart, then that's the key. Anyway, Andrew took that fully. His life, his heart became the desire of Prabhupada for the holy name and to kirtan. And he was so determined. I knew him in Vrindavan. I was fortunate. You know, we lived as neighbors for nearly, I don't know, we lived as neighbors for 24 years. I guess I'm reflecting on my fortune, perhaps, wish I perhaps would have taken more avail of it. But for 24 years, most of we were, well, I guess not the all 24 years, but I was in Vrindavan. And I remember one day him coming to my room, crying how much he wanted to understand his spiritual identity. It was it wasn't that he was just he was dying. It was the intensity, self-realization, because unless you know who you are, then how can you please Krishna? Because we're servants of Krishna, and he wanted to know really what his spiritual identity was. And it was such an intense desire. And I remember at that time, it was kind of an advanced thought. You know, right now there's the internet. You can, you know, put in Rasika or Rasa or Manjari or... We didn't know these things. We were directed in a humble, simple way to service, which was what carries us on. It's a fact that the pot in which madhurya or intimacy can be held is the mood of servitude. In other words, dasya. The mood I am a servant of Krishna is the pot in which the moods of intimacy are held. You cannot have gopi bhav if you don't have the mood of dasya bhav. You don't have the mood of service. But in the conditioned state, The mood of servant is inspired by Aishvarya or opulence. So therefore we see even in the 10th canto, where Krishna's pastimes are outlined, there's Isha Cheshtita. There's always descriptions of his feats of power. Even in the 10th canto, he's killing demons. And in various stories, there's descriptions of how he is God also. Because just to keep our hearts as a proper receptacle to receive even a drop of madhurya or sweetness, we have to keep in the mood of servitude, servitorship. And because of our conditioned nature, we require to understand God's vibhutis or opulences. I always remember 20, 30 years ago, I was up in the Himalayas, and we were coming back to Vrindavan, but even to go, you know, 20 miles, probably took 5 hours. But I'd stop the car, and I'd look at the vast mountain ranges of the Himalayas and bow my head in humility. Allah Akbar. God is great. Bow my head. Required. So, that's wonderful to get the mood of Dasya Ba, but there's a time when that humility deepens, that there will be a hankering for intimacy. Not only the understanding that I am a servant of Krishna, but the understanding of how I am a servant of Krishna. So that was an awakening in Iendra, that desire to serve in a more intimate way, as promulgated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I remember him in my room, and I remember saying something like to him, I don't know, you know, maybe you should check it if you're becoming a Sahajiya. Oh, he was furious with me. He was furious. And when he gets furious, which has happened several times in my relationship with him, it was intimate, I have to say. But you know, his eyebrows would knit. I remember the next day he gave a class about Paramita. He was just looking at me, the whole class. Nobody else. But he performed austerities. He would perform Chaturmasya with devotional vows. He would eat boiled khichdi, no spices, no ghee, just boiled rice and dal. He would eat it off the floor. And when he would go down, he would take only the number of bites as the day of the moon, which means when it was the first day of the moon, he'd only take one bite. And in that type of vow, as soon as you lift your head up, you can't go back down. And then the last day, you eat one day cow dung, one day cow urine, one day ghee, milk. It's a very, in the last day of Kartik. And practically you would get deathly sick. But he had this objective. Remember one time he thought maybe he had some kind of cancer, but he wouldn't leave Vrindavan. I remember looking at him and just, you know, he had faith. He had faith, faith in the holy name, faith in Vrindavan. And that faith is based on what? That faith is based on an experience of the soul in relationship to the holy name, in relationship to Vrindavan, in relationship to the deity. It's an experience of the soul that moves you to a point transcendental of the mind, the body, and the senses. So I remember his determination. He had incredible determination, whatever he did. I don't want to just fill the class with his stories, but on the other hand, he was a bit controversial. He did things spontaneously. And people who are spontaneous don't conform so well to institutions that by necessity try to socialize values, give people a clear identity to emulate. That's one of the roles of the family. That's one of the roles of a community. That's one of the roles of a nation, that you have some ideals, some view of reality which you feel is worthy and valid, and you know, you feel that way, and therefore you try to socialize people according to this. There's nothing wrong with that. But such a strategy has a set image. And often people who are on a more spontaneous platform, either they may be antisocial, materialistic, and egotistical, and therefore can't socialize themselves, or they may be spontaneous and devotional and spiritually intense. Sayendra really, I mean, he kept more people in Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is the place that attracts people who are serious in Krishna consciousness. It also attracts people who don't want to work. It attracts people who want to think they're better than other people. Of course, Vrindavan has a way of purifying one, so either one comes up to a standard or leaves. But so many people come to Vrindavan in a time where so many of the leaders were faltering in serious ways, and people were having doubts. And Vrindavan offers a variety of spiritual preceptors and with various depths of knowledge. It's very easy to think, let me go someplace else. Because ISKCON is too institutionalized. ISKCON is, you know, Prabhupada gave more or less stress basics or whatever people think. But Iandra was so faithful to Prabhupada's mission of spreading Krishna consciousness and of Prabhupada's spiritual stature. And that faith was such an important element of the Krishna consciousness movement to keep people who lost gurus or looking for gurus under the shade of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So Iandra had a tremendous role in the Krishna Conscious Society. I was thinking about Satchinandana Swami is having this 5-day, 12-hour-a-day kirtan festival. And I'm just thinking everyone's into kirtan. There's 6-hour kirtans, there's 12-hour kirtans, there's 24-hour kirtans. everywhere. There are kirtans, 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 kirtans. Everyone's getting into the holy name. It's phenomenal. And that's saving the Krishna consciousness movement, and in a way, even saving the world. It's starting to have a tremendous effect. And I was thinking how just by staying in Vrindavan and developing faith in the holy name and utilizing the creative spirit in the service of Krishna, how instrumental, as much as anyone else, even those traveling widely and broadly, how instrumental Iyengar was in spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. Basically, you know, in a half hour, an hour, just at the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and how he provided a soul for that temple in so many ways. And I remember Iyengar told the Kinchana Krishna Das, he said, when Vishnu John left, I thought it'll never be the same. And then he looked at Akinchana Krishna and said, and it was never the same. Then Akinchana Krishna thought, yes, it was never the same, but there was Iyengar. And then if he looked and he was thinking of Iyengar, he said, I feel the same way. It'll never be the same. But at the same time, my point was, yes, but there was Iyengar, but it'll carry it on because that's the potency of a great soul. Who that person is enters into others' hearts who carry that potency. That's Prabhupada's greatness. Prabhupada's greatness is that he has so many pure devotee followers. And I was thinking with Iyengar that his potency, what he had, was transferred. And therefore, some people, you know, sometimes he's controversial, you like, you don't like, it's true. He was controversial, he wasn't orthodox, and was orthodox at the same time, because he held certain principles so strictly. But I realized that, and this I got from reading the books of Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj. And he really described that what's not important in a Vaishnava is their ordinary dealings, but their inspired side. Because the ordinary dealings, of course, there are limits. I mean, you know, people, of course, there's also Vamsi Das Babaji, but there's limits. I mean, we have to judge a person's character and behavior, but generally, there's a wide parameters. People have different proclivities, tastes that may not coincide with our tastes and proclivities and the way we do things. But what's the important thing is the inspired side. The potency of Krishna that comes through that person to inspire others in pure devotional service. And I try to live by that credo. I don't judge the ordinary dealings as people that do things I don't like, maybe even did it to me, maybe I did to others.
There's people I don't understand, I don't agree with. But I judge their inspired side, how attached they are to Krishna, and how that spirit moves through them to others. So with Diandra, there's no doubt that who he was and what he did was wonderful, but most important was the spirit of service to Guru and Krishna that manifests through him and was carried on by others. Anyway, basically, that's what I want to say. I could go on and on, but I'm not inspired to say more. And I think I've said the essence of what I wanted to communicate. Would anyone like to say hello or ask a question? I hope someone could say hello just so I know that people are still on.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question, Gail? I've ended 20 minutes early just so you can ask questions.
Oh, actually, I don't today.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay.
Thank you for not asking a question. No. Okay.
Just thank you for
I'm
saying hello. So I, you know, I don't go into that existential crisis that I was speaking. I'm laying on my back right now. You know, whenever I lay on my back and move my hands and speak to the walls, then I find out that that's all that's happened. And now I understand that there have been some voices that have heard.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people that what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go to our next text. I'm going to go through now the whole Narada Bhakti Sutras. So that's the next thing I'm going to be teaching. So I was going to start it today, but there's not that much time. Okay. Anybody
it
else
is.
Like to say hello?
Wait a minute.
What? What's that? Yeah, but it,
20 minutes is a lot of time.
I'm feeling tired, but that's another thing.
Oh, okay.
The point is if I don't want to, I won't be able to finish it. I'll be able to start. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Governor, Dr.
I really appreciate so much that these steady people that listen to the classes. It's great. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, after a long hiatus in our classes, I mean 2 weeks. It's taking me time to get back into the groove, but we got something today. I guess I'm just going to end now. Well, thank you all. Bunch of culpa through this, Sakhavas, and the David.